Okay, Beis Hashem, we holding in the last few Se'ifim of Simon Kuf Samaches. We tell the last previously, the last couple of Shurim on the Allah was the Passover Kislin. I was the gate of Passover Kislin. Today Beis Hashem we're going for Ket. Until now, we've been discussing Allah was what makes something in from a Moitzi, or is Amazonas. Now we're taking something which is the Etzim in our Moitzi, and we're going to turn it into Amazonas. So this is something Mamish do that we haven't had until now. Beis Hashem, you have to shmai with the voice to see what happens. Sometimes, as we'll see from the sugyas, that a person can take a regular slice of bread, a regular piece of bread, and by doing certain things to it, he can turn it into a din of Amazonas. The Makor from this is a Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus on Mazayin of Abayis tells us like this. There's something called a Chavitza. What's a Chavitza? So Rashi says it's like a crumbs of bread. That they cooked it. And the Nafkamina, the Gemara, the Rishayim, and Mavor over there, the Shaila is a Yer Kazayis, not a Kazayis. But the Maisa from the Gemara, you see that you took a bread, you first cooked it, and this bread now becomes a Mazayinus. It becomes a Maisa Kedera, just like you mentioned previously, that if a person has Lokshan, pasta, all these things are Be'etzim on Mazayinus. The reason why it never, ever, ever turns into a Shaila Mazayinus is because it's Maisa Kedera, it's always cooked. So here we see the Lomash is similarly inside. I can have a piece of bread, I can cook it, and we'll see there's enough communism, it's Kazayas or not. Rock upon him, the Shaila is what type of method I do in order for it to get a din of a Mazayinus. So the Maisa, the Rabbeinu Yonah brings the Beis Yosef, and the Shulchan Aruch brings this Lalocha the Maisa, that there are three chilukim, how you can do something in order for it to turn either into Mazonis or stay a Hamoitzi, or we'll see. Number one, if it's cooked. Right, and this is Negev, which Beis Hashem we're going to get to today. The Lalochas of croutons, the Lalochas of schnitzel, the Lalochas of French toast, all of these sorts of situations where you see we're dealing with the Shaila of Lechem, bread, but yet the Maisa, we're making Mazonis on it. In certain situations. So number one, so God then the owner of the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a case where you had bread that was cooked means either in water or in deep fried in oil, so it gets a minimum of Zionis. When's that? If it's less than a kezayis. If it's more than a kezayis, it keeps its din of lechem, its toya lechem, and the main it stays into amoyti. Masha'ekin, if it's less than a kezayis, that's when you get a din of a merzayis. So this is the classic case of many croutons that we'll speak at in a moment. If you take a piece of bread and you chop it down into small little pieces and you deep fry in oil, which deep frying in choyr has got a din of bishul, in Cain these pieces of bread have now become a mezonos. They started off as a hamoitzi, they've now become a mezonos. We'll see Be'ez Hashem Matzah Brai on Pesach, it's a very shkiach, whether or not it gets a din of hamoitzi and mezonos that we'll get to. After putting that, Hagdor number one. Hagdor number two, Be'etzim comes from Tosfos. That is, if you take the pieces of bread and you put them together cold, so either it's a kezayis, it's hamoitzi, or it's got a toya lechem and it's hamoitzi. And the third one is, if you don't do anything bechlal. Normally the halacha is, if you don't do anything to bread, however small it is, it's always going to remain bread. That means if a person takes lechem and you crumble it down into small pieces, even if you don't see clear what it is, that's 100% a hamoitzi without any shayla whatsoever, now depending on how much you eat, there's an afkamina, tina sedayim, bilchas hamozon. But I've got him. The main yisoid that we want to get to is the first yisoid. And that is if you take lechem and you actually cook it or fry it, that's got a din of a mezonos. Which type of bishul? So bishul in water, claw. Deep frying in real oil, claw. What about shallow frying? If you shallow fry something, right, which we'll see again, very negated, the croutons, with all these sorts of things. If you shallow fry them, there's a major machloik, it's a poiskim. If shallow frying has got a din of bishul or not, yesh machmirim, yesh makirim, it's a sofik, and the Shavuot says the halacha, what you should do is you should eat it toich hasuda. Because if you eat it toich hasuda, then you don't have a problem with that. So that's the psak of the Mishabura. So again, like we'll see in the Meiz Hashem, a couple of different examples of different things. If you only shallow fry them, it's not going to validly turn it into a mezonos, it will remain sofik, hamoitzi, or mezonos, which the Mishabura passes you should eat it toich hasuda. However, if you take a piece of bread, and you submerge it completely into the oil, like you do for croutons, for example, to Nevada, that's got a din of a mezonos if it's less than a kezayis. If it's more than a kezayis, obviously it keeps its toya lechem, and it will still be a hamoitzi. Croutons, right? Let's start with the shayla from croutons. What do you do when you make homemade? Okay, in a minute we'll get to what they do with the maize in the Ozone factory. But what do you do when a person makes croutons in his own house? So you want to make homemade croutons. You possibly take a piece of lechem, maybe take some stale bread, whatever it is. You cut it into small little cubes, and you fry it. So if that's the case, each piece is less than a kezayis, and it's being deep fried, those pieces are about going to be mezonos without any shayla whatsoever. Masha'ein kein, if you take big shtiklach, which are shayla for kezayis, so then it will remain a hamotzi. Or take another example. How about if you fry the entire piece of bread in oil, take it out, and now cut it up into small cubes? So here the Bi'alocha brings a huge, huge topic of the Prima Godim. Whether or not when you pshas the frying, it already had a din of a hamoitzi, you take it out and cut it out, make a taste of that works. Now, the Ma'aseh of the Shulchan Aruch about this machme, Chazon Ish Meikel, so major machlokes are poskim, the Prima Godim, the Stafik, and it is of Tzorich Iyun. So what we do is, in any case of croutons, for example, in a person's house is you cut them up in a matzias, and it will be less than a kezayis, fry them completely. Agav, if you're going to put them in the oven, there's nothing to talk about. A maladav, it's poshut, it's got a din of hamoitzi. Or if you shallow fry it in a little bit of oil in a frying pan, also it's got a din of hamoitzi, pashut, it's a few way poskim. So if you deep fry it and it's less than a kezayis, it's poshut. What do they do in the factory? Right? Okay. So while you guys have been sitting and learning all day, I've been on the phone all day to different companies about croutons and Beis Hashem, like donuts, we'll see Beis Hashem. It's a nice answer. What happens when it comes to croutons? You'll have a look, a lot of the companies actually bake them. And what they told me was, when I spoke to Ozem about this, is what they do is they fry it first, and then they bake it. I think the Metzius, why they told me that, why, as far as I understood, was it gets out the oil. Nobody likes to have all the croutons. We're not talking about the yellow ones, by the way, right? We're talking about the square ones that they make from bread, with the seasoning and all these sort of salads, and they do it for all sorts of things. So the Maaseh, they told me that what they do is they fry it, and then they bake it. Im kein, they have a major shayla, right? For example, where do we have such a shayla? We have such a shayla by a bagel. What's the halach of a bagel? A bagel is basically boiled in water, and then it's put into the oven. So if that's the case, which we'll have to get to the sugya of donuts, Beis Hashem, is the mice, what bracha are we going to make on such a crouton? So that they told me something interesting, and you'll look in the packets, in the Ozone packets, we'll see Taka says this. It says that the bread that they use is miyuchud for croutons. What's the mile of using bread miyuchud for croutons? So the Maitan, they told me, the Beis I found afterwards, the shittas in different postings, which came Zalman and others, that if something is made miyuchud for something like a crouton, which is not something that ever a person is going to be a suda on, so automatically there will always be a mozonus, even though they're going to bake it afterwards. Tremendous kiddush. Now again, some companies taka only fry it, so you have no shayla whatsoever. If it's deep fried, there's no shayla. Masha'ink, the ones that taka do put it in the oven, so good. So you have this eitzah, you have this kula from Rosh Hashanah Zalman, which is that if it has a din that it was baked miyuchud for the croutons, then it never gets a din of Eramoiti, however big. Now the Mice of the Bedats are Shemich on this. This is what the Bedats told me, that they're Shemich on this sheet of the Rosh Hashanah Zalman, and they hold that even if the croutons are baked afterwards, the Mice, since it's made with bread that's miyuchud for it, it's okay. So enough kamina for us. If you want to make croutons in your house, and you're using regular leftover stale bread, you can't use the zeta. You can't put it in the oven, because once you put it in the oven, obviously it gets its din of a hamoitzi back again, and you'll start making a hamoitzi on a salad, or making a hamoitzi on a soup with croutons in it. So maybe that's what you put it into frying, deep frying only. That's the halacha. Huh? What do you mean? Only put it in the oven, it's klot hamoitzi. Look at what, you took bread, cut it up, put it into the oven, less about the paleo to
mix it. No, you didn't take bread. You made the special thing that
you... Oh, you made it dafka to put into the oven?
No, for croutons. You made dafka for croutons.
Oh, you in your house, you made it for croutons?
Yeah, well, that was for they only bake.
No, and then you put it in the oven afterwards. You said that was Alice Maple?
No, but not when you didn't fry.
You put it only in the oven?
No.
Bread is bread. Bread is lechem is lechem. Lechem is lechem. You never found it in Mitzias that you can make lechem into a mezonos because it makes tzuras ha'achila. The only way you can turn it into a mezonos and indeed the tzuras ha'achila is either passing over kistin, which is by adding sweet things or savory things, maybe as we mentioned last time, but stam not because of the tzuras ha'achila. That we never found yet.
What's the nafkamina
whether
it's less
than mezonos or not? Loses its toya lechem. Something less than mezonos loses shame lechem.
You may not.
Yeah. doesn't make a difference. It's not Hashem Lechem anymore. But it's not Tzivut. Let's move on. Matzah brai by Pesach. A very shkiach shayla by Pesach is you make matzah brai. What do you do with maisa? So we're not getting to the shayla of if he gebroch, is it yeah considered gebroch, not gebroch, because yesh oimim that dafka gebroch is dafka lang deimayim. This is by egg and therefore it's not. We're going into the minhagim of Klal Yisrael peseda. A kapolim somebody eats or what's the halacha of making a hamotzi or not? Right. So again, old shul of making such thing is dafka because he doesn't want to bench. Right. So now we're going to come along and say actually if he does have to bench, it's going to ruin the whole malach. Right. It's not interesting. Kapolim maisa zeh. If the pieces are smaller than a gezayis, right? And let's start this. Let's start with that one. If they're bigger than the gezayis, what to talk about, right? So if he takes the same gezayis that he used for Seder Nacht and he puts it in the egg, he's told me that's not going to be the metzias normally if he's using the right gezayis for Seder Nacht to begin with. But if, let's say, he takes smaller pieces, you crush the matzah into smaller pieces, zicha less than a gezayis that in Yishai. What's the halacha in such a case? So the ma'aseh the poskim on a taina. In such a case, you have to be machmir. Why? Because it's like shallow frying. And if it's like shallow frying, we said by shallow frying it's a suffix whether or not to get a din of bishul. It's not good in a bishul. Who said that you're going to have to make a hamotzius on it? Now, lemaisa, I don't know. If you're using a lot of egg, or some people use egg together with milk, for example, then the choyer that's got a din of already having a mazonius, because it's shakua in gunsen in this egg, in this milk, and it's ki'ilu's mvushel inside it, and if it's bishul, there's no shayla whatsoever. But I'm saying, if a person using a small amount of egg with a small amount of oil in a way that the matzah is basically floating at the top over there, and it's not mvushel and gunsen in the egg, and I've added that remains a hamotzi without any shayla whatsoever. Again, to get out of a hamotzi, you have to get this clear. It's not a matter of just breaking it up into small pieces and cooking it into egg. That doesn't make it into a mazonis. What makes it into the mazonis is cooking it and less than a kazais. We made it by the case over here by the matzah, right? If you don't have both to know, it's not going to be a mazonis. For example, you have to have a case of bishul. So either use a lot of oil, or a lot of milk, or a lot of eggs. But in a normal matzias, that's not going to be the case, and therefore it's going to remain a hamotzi. Otherwise, you can take a lot of oil, a lot of milk, a lot of eggs, and it will perhaps just be a mazonis over there. The other eggs of Shlomo Zalman gave was like this. People like this eitzah. Is what Shlomo Zalman gave the eitzah is to take the piece of matzah, drop them in a bubbling pot of water. By that you need to get a bit soggy, it's going to be soggy there anyway. To drop it in a pot of bubbling water, a couple of seconds, it's now mavushal, and now you can put it into your matzah right, and the kulam, making mazonis on it. That was the eitzah which Shlomo Zalman gave in that eight in that mahalach, and if you've got no problem making a mazonis over there, again, you could lay a sudu on it, so maybe it's a shayla pasul not because of the pashtus lot. Pashtus lot. It means however much you eat will never be a shayla of benching, because like we mentioned last time, you eat lokshin, right? Eat lokshin kegel. You can have as much as you want. If you really post skim, you'll never ever have to bench, because it's not going to true as a pass, it's not going to dinner pass, and maybe a person can never ever be kamei a sudu on that. However much you eat, we mentioned last time, that was like the minig Yerushalayim, to serve it by the kiddush dafka for this reason. So therefore, by matzah brai, that's the mitzvah over there. Schnitzel, can't go away without mentioning schnitzel. Schnitzel, so who makes a mazonis on a schnitzel, right? So Be'ez Hashem, when we go through Ikiv HaTofel, we'll have to go to the shayla of making our mazonis on a schnitzel. Our kuponim. Most people don't. Let's say, for example, like this. Number one, you have machmirim, okay. Number two, what if you go to a place, let's say you go and you eat out somewhere, and you get mamish a small slither of chicken, and it's coated with this huge, thick coating of mazonis. There's no shayla that's a mazonis, right? We're talking about a huge, thick coating of mazonis and a small sliver of chicken. That's about the mazonis. Now, the shayla is, hold on a second. Mazonis or hamotzi? Who took for granted over here that's a mazonis? Just because, oh, because we're machmir over here, eating the tofu, we're going by some mazonis. Vega, who told you it's a mazonis? So if they're using matzah meal that's crushed down to flour, let's say that lost its tours of toya lechem, about that's a mazonis. Masha'enki, when they're using the matzah meal that we have most shkia, which is the nice pieces, but thick pieces, pieces you can see claw what it is, we made it as a. If they're going to deep fry the schnitzel like they do in the restaurants, properly deep fried, so it's not a mo, as both tonight, it's deep fried, which has got a dinner bishel if you open the skin. Plus, less than a gesayis, so maybe that's got a dinner mazonis. Masha Ein Kein, if they shallow fry the schnitzel, so shallow frying the schnitzel will give it a dinner of a sofik. According to the Mishnah Brura, you're going to have to eat it toich hasuda. That means, there's no stop shot teich hasuda stam. Here, you have to sofik it to hamotzi on the zayis. So if somebody gets such a thing in a restaurant, where they serve you a schnitzel, with the matzah meal that's pieces, and it was shallow fried, you have a sofik hamoitzi, and you're going to go along and have to eat it toif ha-su'uda. That's the halacha legabe schnitzel. But again, most times anyway, you're not going to be making hamoitzi on that anyway, because most of the schnitzels that we're going to be going is posher going to be a mezonah, a charcoal anyway. But we'll get to a nick of a tofel, the ezel shem. Now, let's move on. French toast. Obviously, kiyodua, French toast is not a shayla really, because French toast anyway is taking a piece of bread and frying it, more than a kazayis, you don't have the shayla bakhlal. Masha'engin, if you go along and cut it to small pieces, let's say for the kids, or let's say you have some interesting mindful where you make French toast and you cut it to small stickler and then you fry it in the oil. So again, if it's properly fried, obviously, yeah. If it's not properly fried, it doesn't have a shayla, it's going to remain a hamoitzi. We'll go now to the sugya of donuts. In Yoni the Yoimer Shtickle, right? We have to know Pasha the halacha of donuts. Is very interesting. Mamish, anybody that learned ever the sugya of donuts, is a man of Londres and Machlikas Rishonim, Machlikas Achronim, in different Mahalchim and different Zach, and you see Pasha. So you eat a donut, and you know, other Yoimers, they eat a donut. Stop, you eat a donut, say that. Echel ma mitzvah sayoim. Oh, but until now, you're going to look at a donut in a whole different sugya. It's a whole different, you look at a donut, you're going to see in front of you now, within the time of the Rabbana, you know, sort of thing. That's what always came on me when I go into a kitchen. They're like, I don't see a kitchen, I see like Shulchan Aruch. You know, Simon Tzadi Beis over there, and Simon Pitas over there. So basically, you'll see a donut, the mummish is the same thing. You'll see a donut, all of a sudden, you start thinking of the Rabbana, you start thinking of within the time, it's mummish movie. So, sorry. We'll start with this. There's a Mishnah in Challah. The Mishnah in Challah, Perik Allah, Perik Hay, Mishnah Hay, tells us like this. What happens if a person takes something tchilosoi isa, the soifer shugon, which means zugdun ba'amafarshim, you take a thick dough, mamash, a thick dough, and what you do is you fry it. What's the halacha in such a case? Right, again, we're not dealing with it with brothers. And we're dealing over here now with hilchos challah. Does it have to be makish challah from such a dough or not? What's the shayla? So the shayla says, we know one of the tanoim for hilchos challah is that it has to be a lechem. Lechem, k'din Torah, has to be baked in an oven. It has to be done afia. Loim had seen such a thing in din Torah that lechem is called something when you dip into water, dip into oil. Loim had seen such a thing. Mineya, if one of the tanoim of calling something challah in Torah terms is alidei afia, so what happens if I took the stick dough, which is regular dough, and now I fried it? Does it have a din lechem or not? Nafkamina legabe afashas challah. That this is a major nafkamina. By the way, I know people, they go to a donut shop, that's not going to be mafish challah, because they're worried about all these halachas. They're worried about these halachas. What's the halacha in such a case? Does it need afashas challah or not? So the halacha is the etzem, we're still chayv in challah in such a case. Why are you chayv in challah? Because the shaz gilgul, you know what challah means, not when you put it in the oven. Everyone knows when you make challahs for Shabbos, when you mafish the challah, before you bake it, you take it from the dough. From the shas, that dough, making of the dough, when they, the shaylah exactly when, is it when the water's with the kemach, or after it's risen? Okay, not for now. But on Kuponim, we all know we take it from the shas to Issa. In Kane, this dough, Zug de Mishnah, has a chiv of challah, because it's a thick dough. A thick dough is chayv of challah. What you're going to do afterwards, by frying in oil, I don't care. Doesn't bother me. We made the paskins, the Mishnah, your chayv of challah. So here we see your soit. Here you see your soit. I have a thick dough. Afapi, I'm going to do something with it that doesn't get the din of lechem, shkoyach. About Kuponim, since Bashas, the Isa, originally, it had a din of a Isa, it's chayim chal. What's the halacha legabi hilchos brachos? Do we say that brachos is the same thing or not? Are we going to say that brachos is nigra acha hilchos chal or not? Like a major nafkamina on hilchos brachos. So let's speak out the Machlokes Rishonim. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Now Rabbeinu Tam holds that the same halacha that applies to Hilchas Challah over there applies also to Hilchas Hamotzi and Mezonos over here on a regular day. Which means like this. Zug Rabbeinu Tam. Afal pi, I'm going to do something to the bread that L'choyre gives it a din maybe of a Mezonos. Oh, but who cares? If B'Shas, when I made the dough, it had a din of a Hamotzi dough, so it remains hamotzi le'oila. As though Yeshitas Rabbeinu Tam, he brings a right from a Gemara Menachas that we're not going into now. But our problem with Yeshitas Rabbeinu Tam is poshut. I don't care what you're going to do afterwards. You make yourself donut dough. This is a dough which is a belila ova. This is isa. This is dough. This is 100% hamotzi lechem menachas. As though Paskim Rabbeinu Tam. For those that are on the table. Now, next, that's Yeshitas Rabbeinu Tam. Next, you have Yeshitas Ramban. You have Yeshitas Ramban. Oh, let's start one more shita. Shita's Harash. The Rash on the Mishnayos over there explains like this. He says very similar to Shita HaRabbeinu Tam, and he says it depends. He says it depends. You go boss of das. If the das, when you made the dough, was in order to make sugonim, was to make donuts, to fry it, then we give you makers called dinner of mazonis. Masha'en came, and this again, by the way, this is mamish negay. You'll see when you go to certain shops, you're going to have to figure out where this dough came from. According to the sheet of the Rash, if when they originally made it, the kavon was to make it into bread, and then they changed their mind to make it into donuts, I'm sorry, it's got a dinner of mazonis here, and it's too late. So again, according to Rabbi Natam, I don't care about the das, it's the chance to Isa. According to the Rash, there is enough kamina legabe das. If the das was to fry it, it's a mazonis. If the das is not to fry it, then it always got a din of hamoitzi. The last sheet over here is the sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban is cholik on all the Rishon that we just mentioned. Zug the Ramban, Hilchas Chala and Hilchas Hamoitzi have absolutely no shaykhus one to the other. As I pass in the Ramban, there's no nafkamina between Hamoitzi, Hilchas Hamoitzi, and Hilchas Chala. Why? Because over here, by Hilchas Mezonos and Hilchas Hamoitzi, we go by Safiya, we go by when you baked it. Therefore, according to the Ramban, if we go by the Afiya, Zman Afiya, right now I didn't do Afiya, I did Bishop, I didn't find it. If that's true, if that was the case, no shy. According to the Ramban, I don't care what it looked like originally when it was a dough. I look at the Shas when I made it into a Tafsha, I made it into a Zak, into a food. Memeila, if you're going to go and fry it, it's vada going to be a mazonis. Mashayi, you put it into the oven, vada be a moitzi. That's the halacha of the Rishonim. So you have a huge machlokes in the Rishonim. What's the halacha in the case of a donut? Mamish, our case. How do we paskin this shita? How do we paskin the halacha in this machlokes? So if you look in Kuf Samaches, Sifu Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch brings some of the shitas, and the Shulchan Aruch brings like this. The Shulchan Aruch starts the etzem with shitas Ramban. Shitas Ramban, that afilu, Zogde Shulchan Aruch, you have over here, Bishloi Tigna, Eim Mavorach Ele Amoitzi, afilu Sheish Le Torus, Dina Hamo, afilu Nischaibu Bechala, De Birchas Amoitzi, Eino Hoynech Ele Acha, Shah Safiya, Mamish to Ramban. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Stam, the beginning over here, in the Sikyut Gimel, and the Sikyut Samad Ches, we go Bishah Safiya. And Bishah Safiya, I didn't do Oyuvia, I did Bishol, I did Tigun Amuk in Shemen, no Shaila. And then came a halacha of Amoitzi, no Shaila, still Paschala, and you make a Mazoinus. That's the halacha of Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch, right, and Yesh Chol, Kim, Rabbeinu Tam. For Oyuvim, the Chosh, Tchila, Sva Isa, Ova, Atilu, Vicha, Achakak, Bamaim, Vasa, Sugonin, Uvisha, Bamaim, Atikna, Bishem, Mavorach, Alea, Amoitzi. So here we have Shulchan Aruch bringing the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. How do we paskin? Zub the Ramah, no gulahakul. We make them. That means the Ramah is paskining, and better we don't have to come onto this because we have a klal in Shulchan Aruch that we know in Dalachog and Shulchan Aruch at Stam Vyesh, Alachog and Stam. In Gain, here we have a Stam Vyesh. Stam is like Shita Zaramban. Shita Zaramban is makel. What's the Shaila? We have a Shulchan Aruch that's makel. We have a Ramah that's makel. The Shulchan Aruch Ram goes this way, the Ruch HaShulchan goes where the Kavachayim goes where the Chay Adok. Everyone that can go with this mouth. We go Bishah Safiya. If Bishah Safiya I'm doing Bishal or Tigal, then it gets a din of a Mazonis Lukule Alma. A Mazonis, by the way, Lukhoira, we'll get to it, means however many donuts you eat, they'll never ever be Amoitzi. I feel Kodei is Sudo Olof. No, you don't. He eats the next Mahaj. It's as well. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and continues. The Shulchan Aruch continues as the Yirish Shemayim. Yetzi Yidei Shneim Velo Yoichel Ela Yidei Shemorach Alechem Achet Chela. Right? So, that means the Shulchan Aruch says Be'etzem Avadu Yipaskin like Stam, which is Shita Saramban. However, Yerushalayim should be Machmei. There's a din that a Yerushalayim should be Machmei. What is the din Yerushalayim should be Machmei? So, somebody called me up from England because I wrote for the certain Dvar Torah sheet about this halacha this week. So he called me up from England and said to me, no, say that on the first week that there's such a sheet, there's such a thing that Yerushalayim should be Machmei. I said, yeah, it's a Shulchan Aruch. So he says, yeah, but said I'm not holding on that Madrega. So I told him, it's an old Chakirah, this. Shtei Yerushalayim. What does that mean, Yerushalayim? If you are already a Yerushalayim, well, this is the Mahalakha to get to a Yerushalayim. Right? This is old Shaila. Could be that this is the Mahalakha to get to Yerushalayim. And the Kaim Nalokha, that's Kafsan Shemati, will come in and do early on that. This is the Mahalakha you get to Yerushalayim. The tactic of Allah Halachas, the main accent, yes, that's called the Yerushalayim, right? So it's a frustrating, someone puts on a Benetam, that's Poshim. And I don't have to say. Oh, but Kaponim, this is Poshim. Fine, Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. So it comes out Allah, but it's to make this clear, I don't want anyone coming out with any crazy chumras, not from this shit. It says, Mi'ikah Hadin Avadu we paskin like the Ramban, which is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the psak of the Ramal, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, or the Shulchan Kavachayim Chai Odom Klor. It is a mezoinus. Mezoinus means however many you eat, kareh sudo, you start full, kareh sphia, I don't care. It's got a din of a boire minei mezoinus, and the Allah Michya afterwards. However, there's a Yerushalayim. So the shayla is like this. Before we get to Yerushalayim, how much a person kareh sphia does he have to eat? So it goes like this. So there's a machloikis between the Prima Godim and the Magen Avraham. There's a machloikis between the Prima Godim and the Magen Avraham like this. Zogt the Magen Avraham. Zogt the Magen Avraham. Everything we've been saying until now is if you don't eat Kidei Sviya, because if you eat Kidei Sviya, so what, you have to bench? Zug the Pima God, Chas V'Shalom, you never have to bench, you never have to make a Moetzi. What's the Machloikis? Zug the Magen Avraham, a longish Machloikis, Poshut. Zug the Magen Avraham. Good. There's a Machloikis V'Shalom. What do? Sofer Brachos L'Hakol, we go to Mekinim, we'll make him a Zainus. Good. Of the moment a person needs Kadesh Sviyas at the Magen Avraham, you have a Sofik Minat Torah, Birchas HaMozun, Zohar Rachmi, as I pass the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham is learning of a good Mameko, other Mameko, but in a situation of a Drabon, that's the same of, in a situation of a Dorais, a Dainu Birchas HaMozun, you have to be Machmi, as I pass the Magen Avraham. Says the Pima God, Chas V'Shalom, we know, there's a Halacha, that if something is called a Maisa Kedera, you take Kemach, and you take water, and you make it to Maisa Kedera, you make Lakshin Kegel, make your Shami Kegel, right? According to Roy Poskim, it's got a dinner bishel. In which case, 100%, you can eat as much as you want. So the Pima God and Madonna, it's the same thing. Has no Shaila Bechal. It's not got a dinner pass. If it's longer than a pass, you don't have to wash. I feel if you're going to eat a Sviyah, it's a Machoikis. How do we Paskim? Machoikis, Mogan Avon, and Pima God. The Mishavrua only brings the Shita of the Mogan Avon, which would lead us to believe that he's being Machmir. However, clarifies the Mishnah Berurah something very, very chashuv. Kol zeh is if the dough came from something that he used some of it or changed his mind for afia. So we have a dough here that some of it is used for a donut and some of it is used for lechem mamish. That's the case the Magen Avraham will be machmeh, right? Which, be'etzim, if you remember, this is basically kind of shitas ha-rash. Lemaisa, if it was a dozer of the Mishnah Berurah that was made mitchila al daitai, always to make into sugonim into donuts, the kuli almi, even the Magen Avraham would be masking that kidei sevia, you'll never have to bench. So lemaisa, in your own house, let's say, in your own house, if somebody makes dough into donuts, a poshet, they're made for donuts, the Mishnah Berurah will be made cool. However, you go into a pizza store, right? You go into a pizza store, and often these pizza stores make donuts. It's very easy for them, right? They have all the frying things there. They have all the dough anyway. So why not serve donuts? Now you have to know. These donuts are not the regular donuts. Because lemaisa, if the dough, and by the way, many bakeries do the same thing, right? They make huge doughs, and they say, right, take a third for donuts, a third for challah, a third for cake, whatever it is, right? And then they add all the ingredients that they need to add to it. Now, what's the problem with that? There's no problem. But what does it mean to us according to Psak Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, Pima Magen Avraham? It's like this. That this bread, this donuts now, good there, Mezoinus. Oh, but the moment you eat Kidei Sviyah, these donuts, you're going to have to make Hamoitzin, you have to bench. Why? Because the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah passes that way, that Lemaisa, this was made from something which is Das, or Isa Chedek of it was Das, in order to bake, therefore the entire Isa gets a din of Afiyah, they made it have to wash and bench, if it's a Matthias of that Masha'en came, if the dough came from a dough that was made Meyuchad for donuts, that he made the whole dough just for the donuts, there's absolutely no Shaila, and again, according to Mishnah Berurah, you could be Makel without any problem of Hamoitzi or benching. But again, we're left with the Yerushalayim. So what I came up with is like this. I want to say a few eitzes, Be'ez Hashem, that we could be yotza even the sheet of the Yerushalayim and still not have to bench and still not have to eat a Teicha Suda. Which comes out of all, they want to be yotza al sheetahs, right? Especially Chanukah, Mahadrin, Mele Mahadrin, we're taking every chomer that we can possibly think of. No, at least when it comes to donuts, we shouldn't take all the kulas. No, so let's try to speak out Be'ez Hashem, the common kudas to kind of be yotza the Yerushalayim and not have to bench and wash. First of all, number one. Less than a gezeis. The Ramah tells us that a Yerushalayim is only choishish for this shita if it's still got its tsura sapas, still has the toya lechem, memela. If it's deep fried, normally it loses its toya lechem, but the tanai less than a gezeis. Now, what does that mean? Most of our donuts are more than a gezeis, more than two maybe, some of them more than three. So what's the halacha? So there are certain bakeries, I don't know about here, I've seen it in England for example, that make very tiny donuts. Mini donuts, not small. less than a kezias, if you get such a donut, gavaldik. Because that is a field of Yerushalayim, you don't have to be machmeh, and eat a teichel suda. So it's number one. If you find yourself, or for example, if you're making your own house, make less than a kezias, very, very small, then you want to be a Yerushalayim yid, and you have no shadow whatsoever. What about, if you ever notice people, they eat the donuts, you know, not just like an Englishman, like a schwam, you ever saw somebody eat a schwam with a knife and fork? There's not such eating. The mice, there are people that eat a donut like that way, brush with knife and fork, nice, Englishman, very proper, very nice, right? Why are they doing it? Baruch Hashem, now we found the reason, the Furusha Prima God. What are they doing? They're doing it to be instant, they're in Yerushalayim. There is a shita, could be the Chazon Ish was maskim to the shita, that held, a few if it was made originally more than a kezias. But afterwards, I split it up into less than a gezayis. B'shas la'chinas, less than a gezayis. Could be even Yerushalayim, could be mekel. And you have to be choshut, the shita of eating it toich hasuda. Now, it's not so poshut, but if we're dealing with a shayla of Yerushalayim, you could definitely be soimach on that shita. So, eight number one is if it's tachel less than a gezayis. Eight number two is if you split it up and you eat it piece by piece less than a gezayis. There's definitely a mokum to say that a Yerushalayim does not have to be mechel. The third kula, which is very, very choshut, is this one. The third kula is, again, we're trying to find ways that a Yerushalayim can eat it, afilu loy toich hasuda, the donuts. So we have like this. The Ramah is talking about a case that a Yerushalayim should be machmeh, Shulchan Aruch, Yerushalayim should be machmeh in a case where the donuts were made of flour and water. Flour and water. Oh, but what would be the case if they put inside the dough of the donut sugar? Oil, not oil, sugar, a cocoa, which they normally don't do. Nice honey, for example, sweet things. So l'choyer, this has the same thing as what? Passover b'kistim, which we know previously. Avad yukav b'kibay suda. Oh, but there's no shayla that you have to eat a ragalach inside the suda. So according to that, if they make it with flour and water, say that, Yerushalayim. But if they make it with sorts of nice sweet things inside the dough, so it's no worse than a regular Passover b'kistin, which the kuliyami, you don't have to eat toich hasuda. So if that's true, the same. So what did I do? Again, you guys, Baruch Hashem, sitting and learning. I'm running around trying to find different bakeries to answer different shaylas. So they always wait for my call every year, like, oh, it's you again with that, you know, yearly call of the donut shaylas, right? They always say to me the same thing. It's Mazonis, the same, it's Mazonis, don't worry about it, right? So I spoke to different bakeries. For example, I spoke to who did I speak to today? Brooklyn Bakery, Angel Bakery. They told me, Lemaitre said that they put sugar in it to a big amount. They put a lot of sugar inside the dough of their donut. Which case, according to them, there's no shayla whatsoever. That's got a din of a mazonis. If you manage to tab a lot, again with the sheets that we learned previously, sivzayin, sivches of what passed over kissing. That's what they told me. The Badats told me that they don't do that. The Badats told me that rove of their donuts, that is the Badats store, have a regular dough with flour, water, salt, or whatever else they put there. Moishi told me the same thing as well. And about it's got a din of regular dough that they take. They don't add anything sweet inside it whatsoever. So good. So could be that's another eitzah. But there's one step further over here which helps us even more. And that is Shitas HaTaz. The Taz is a moedig kula. Zug the Taz. Good. Let's say they took the dough and they didn't put anything sweet inside it. But they fried it in oil. Zug the Taz. Shitas HaTaz is, the Be'alocha brings up as well, that if you have something that's fried in oil, it's ki'il was nilush with something sweet. All the donuts, l'choyra. This is a very posh, by the way. There are many, most people go into a shop, right, to buy stuff, right? I go into a shop to look at their shame, to look at what's going on. So I found many bakeries back when they bake it, right? You think it's actually fried, but it's not. They put it in one of these big ovens that spin around. It's a big, it's not posh at all. That's going to be a mazonis that we're not going into. That's posh. If the bakery that you're buying it from does such a mitzias, then of course you have to be careful. That's bad. They're going to be a mitzias that any shadow whatsoever. By the way, many bakeries in this country that could do that, they bake it, they never saw a piece of oil in its life. But stop. If you know, you give it a test, right? Give it a push, and normally you can see claw what the mitzias is over there, right? So what's the halacha in such a case? So halacha is in such a case. According to the Taz, it's mayudik. If you fry it in oil, it's got a din, it was nilush together with something sweet. And if it's nilush with something sweet, it's got a din of a hamoitzi. So it would come out that we could say that even a Yerushalayim, and even if they didn't put something sweet inside the dough, but they fried it in oil, the light is going to be a mazonis even a Yerushalayim. However, I found something very interesting. And that is, The Brochim were extremely excited when they told them this, but apparently the Metzius is they put alcohol in the donuts. Why did they put alcohol in the donuts? They put alcohol in the donuts to stop the oil from seeping in, right? Nobody wants to eat a greasy, oily, schmaltzy donut. They don't want such a thing. Forget it, you want to see nice and smooth outside? So what they do is they put alcohol inside. This makes the oil not seep in, and they may not. It's nice, very good for them, Metzius, but for us it's not going to help. Because we don't have a Tarsus cooler. We don't have the Taz's cooler. In your own homemade ones, you will. If you make homemade donuts yourself, you zicha have the cooler of the Taz. In which case, it's mezonis afilu liyushamayim. But if you don't, then you go back to a bakery. I rather spoke to a few couple of bakeries. They told me that they've heard such a thing, but the maaser they don't do it. It's only done for big factories and big, you know, big bulk and these sorts of things. In a regular bakery, in a heimisha place, generally do not put alcohol inside it. But alcohol is such a metzias that a person has to watch out for. But again, let's make this very, very clear. Ika hadin, every donut come out that you'll be finding on the street will be vadei a mezoinus and a lalamichya. Oba, Yerushalayim wants to be machme, either eat it toichas suda, right? Which someone called me up and said, but what's the help to eat it toichas suda? Monoshal here to make a bracha. So I thought, you don't make a bracha, right? We know this already. Unless it fills all the three to know about the Gizmin, you don't make a bracha, number one. Number two, Shlomo Zalman and Chiddush. Shlomo Zalman said, it's very negay, by the way. Often Shabbos Chanukah, people like to serve donuts. Adler, by the way, must mention, and nobody asked the shayla, it's a double posh, right? You'll time it, it's a kiss in the kula alma because there's jam inside. Jam inside, it's focused on something sweet. Territory is done afterwards. Good. Excellent. But Kapolim stop. A person has to know that the Maisa, it's got a dinner of a Zayin. It's Yerushalayim wants to be Machmeh. There's many, many, many drachim that a person could do to be Yerushalayim, to the sheet of the Yerushalayim, the Kuli Alma, without any problem whatsoever. And it will vade remain a Mazonis, Afidu Shaloi, Toyah Hasuda. That's what you should do. Feiz Hashem, next week there's no shame. The week after Mitzvah Shem will start the halachos of probably Ikke V'tofel. Feiz Hashem. Final Hanukkah. Why is the